Hey, it's Monday once again, and we've got great guests tonight. Jay Preston, Tim Friedlander.
Check us out.
We got lots of cool stuff to talk about with the VoiceOver Collective and why it's important to be involved in the VoiceOver community and stuff. And we've got tech stuff. If you've got questions for Tim or Jay or George and I on technical stuff, send it in now to the chat room, and we'll have some fun with it. And what else we got tonight, George?
We're going to talk tech and some of the new features in Twisted Wave, and maybe a new application that's going to save your life if you use Dropbox.
Cool. All right, coming up next on VoiceOver Body Shop.
Two men, twin sons from different mothers, with a passion for voiceover recording technology and the desire to make recording easy for voice actors everywhere. Together, in one place. George Whittam, the home studio engineer to the stars, a Virginia Tech grad with an unmatched knowledge of all the latest gear and technology in voiceover today. Dan Leonard, the home studio master, a voice actor with over 30 years experience in broadcasting and recording, and a no-holds-barred, myth-busting attitude for teaching you how easy it is. Together, to bring you all the latest technology, today's voiceover superstars, and leading the discussion on how to make the most of your voiceover business. This is VoiceOver Body Shop.
VoiceOver Body Shop is brought to you by VoiceOverEssentials.com, home of Harlan Hogan's signature products. Source Elements, remote connections made even easier. VO2GoGo.com, everything you need to be a successful voiceover artist. J. Michael Collins Demos, award-winning demo production. VoiceActorWebsites.com, where your voiceover website won't be a pain in the butt. And VoiceOver Extra, your daily resource for VO success.
And now, live from their super-secret multimedia studio in Sherman Oaks, California, here are George Whittam and Dan Leonard.
Good evening. I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittam.
And this is VoiceOver
Body Shop,
or VOBS. We got a crowd tonight.
Woohoo.
Great to have you here, and thanks for joining us.
It's always crowded in this studio. When it's this small.
It's a little more crowded in here than usual.
Spread out.
But let me introduce our guest tonight. Let's see here. Let's get this right here. Okay, right. Like that.
There we go. Okay. Get the names right. I know.
Yeah. Okay. Jay Preston created the VoiceOver Collective in 2011 as a private Facebook group in order to keep in touch with his classmates from VO workshops around L.A. He realized the importance and trustworthy collective of friends and valuable information. And his friend, Tim Friedlander, here, also an accomplished voice talent musician and recording engineer, began the collective's weekly workout a few years ago, featuring great voiceover coaches and directors evaluating participants' performances, and is now one of the most respected weekly workshops in L.A. and around the country, because you guys do it all over the place. We'll talk about the value of this incredible voiceover community and how we can help each other succeed. And your big thing is, We rise
together.
Great to have you gone, guys.
It's nice to be here.
Tim, you've been here before. Jay, you've shown up here before. You know, fun stuff. But since you've been on the show before, we'll talk to you second.
Sure.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and you know, where you're from originally and how you got into voiceover.
Well, I am from Boston area.
Boston, all right.
I am about 30 minutes south of Boston, a little place called Newton.
Newton.
And then every other weekend was in Newton. Newton. And I grew up doing theater, and I did theater since I was in high school and all the way in through college, and I worked in Boston doing theater at the Medieval Manor, which is sadly gone. And then I did 2 years touring children's theater across the country. My first time in California was during that tour. And then I got in, I came out here for on camera mostly almost like 12 years ago, and then fell into voiceover about 6 years after I got real jaded on the on-camera world.
It happens.
I was mostly getting cast as pirate and hipster and and homeless guy.
Oh, homeless guy.
Those homeless are, guy, number fun. One.
Can you come in like a little extra dirty? And,
So I was like, no, I got to go. So I was about to leave, and then I randomly found the VO bug and realized I could do everything that I always wanted to do, just no one sees my face, which is perfectly fine.
Yeah. Well, it's not like you have a face for radio, but
But yeah.
Yeah. Tim?
Same question. I've been here before. I don't know. See, I can make up something for this time around.
Well, why don't you tell us what's going on lately? I mean, we gotta
make it up to you. Because last time we had some major audio problems.
It's the first time you've actually been here. So it's always just been Dan and I doing our thing. I guess Jay and I met through VoiceOver, and we met at VO Dojo Fight Club one night. And I think we bonded over hats or something. Hats and wine, more than likely.
You're not supposed to tell anybody about
it. Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh, yeah. Whoops. Okay.
Sorry.
And we just kind of started... I kind of started hanging out in the VO Collective.
Yeah.
And I had started, actually, in 2014, I had started the Gardner Street Workout Group, which is my weekly group that I do. Actually, and yesterday was the five-year anniversary of the Gardner Street Workout Group.
Yay!
Which is crazy. And Denny Hankel happens to be here right now, was one of the first members of that group. And 5 years later, we're still going strong. And about a year after I started that, or actually after I met Jay, I kind of opened it up to the VO Collective people. And I was like, hey, why don't we invite some more people? VO people will be interested in coming to this thing. And we started doing a Wednesday workout. And then we started doing every Wednesday. And then we started getting guest directors every Wednesday. And that's been 3 years for that, or 4 years thing started. And then eventually we branched out into doing an online workout, which is the VO Weekly Workout, when the industry dramatically changed, when certain companies disappeared and other companies merged and all that good stuff. I knew we couldn't compete with them on the voiceover casting side of things, but I knew we could for education, that we could bring something to the education front of this. And so we launched the VO Weekly Workout online, which has been going on 2 years now, I think.
Yeah.
That's kind of what's happening now. And then the Wednesday, or the Thursday, Sunday, Gardner Street Group is now actually 2 days a week. So we do Thursday and Sunday, because we have so many people in it that can't make it necessarily on Thursday, and traffic, as everybody knows, is always fun at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock on a Thursday night coming from the Valley to get to Hollywood.
How's VOC and Gardner Street fit together?
We partner on this, but we definitely maintain our separation in, the VOC is Jay's thing, Gardner Street is my thing. And
they're like brothers.
Yeah, they're brothers. But when it comes down to it, Jay has the final say in the VoiceOver Collective, and then I have the final say in the Gardner Street Group.
Cool.
Though we definitely, confer and discuss.
And we share a lot of the same ideals anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about the VoiceOver community. I mean, I was at like one of the first conferences back in 2007, and we discovered, we all have this stuff in common. We should all hang out together for whatever reason. But it seems like you put people in a room who are all voice actors and you can't get us out of the room.
Right. Yeah.
Even if you want to leave, you can't. But let's talk about what you think is important about the voiceover community. Jay, I mean, because you started your own here
in L.A. I did. But, again, I didn't know it was going to become what it kind of has become. And it sometimes gets out of hand.
George and I know that.
So you all know. And anyone who is like, who's part of it all is like, But, I started it just to keep in touch with people who were like-minded for my you're in a group of 10 people in a workshop and there's two that you're like, man, they're talented. They are going places. And we jive well. I get along with, when I met Tim at that workshop, I did 2 years of just training in LA, went to workshop after workshop, group after group. And I was going to so many that I can't keep track of who's who and what their names are. And then you'd see them again in some other workshop. And I was like, how do I keep track of these people? Because business cards suck. So I did this thing where I started a little tiny group. It was 10 of us, then 20, and then 40. And I think you were definitely within the first 50, I think. And so then it was all like-minded. And it was so controllable that way. And it was like, whenever we got a get-together, everyone came out and it was a get-together. And what I've noticed over the last however years that this has been going on is it ebbs and flows with community. So there was a core group And that was the core group, and we always did these things. And then as 100 more people showed up, 30, 50 dropped out, and a new core group kind of came on board. And, yeah. and I tried to keep it where it was like just my types of mindsets, people, you know? And it's pretty wide range. Like the Bad Eggs, there's not that many of them, but I did try to keep it just a nice tight group. And the bigger it got and the more people I allowed to let people in, the more little things snuck in that we had to like deal with. Yeah. And so it's been more of dealing with problems these days than it is about like the fun that it used
now
to
you
be.
I feel like you're in management.
Yeah. Now yeah. I do. Yeah.
And like yeah. customer service. Yeah. And
I wasn't as busy as I am now back then. Yeah. So I had so much time to put into just running a community and a group and everyone, you know, I knew everybody. So like if a client had some casting and they were like, you know, could you get us some quick voices? I knew everyone's voice very yeah. well. And especially when yeah. we started doing the workshops together, yeah. then everyone, every Wednesday, I heard all of us yeah. more and more, so you're top of mind. So I was able to just quickly, within like two people, get something cast for somebody and or help out a client of mine. And so it's weird how it just changes. It's just, it's not what it used to be. And that's why I was like, if I yeah. could just do it, I would just start a whole new one yeah. and then start again from where I am now.
Learn when from your mistakes and yeah. what would you do differently?
Well, I would do this. Thing is when I started it not knowing a lot. So anyone who came in, they brought information. And now I know a lot. And now I'm still learning, but it's not the same because it's not that organic, like, oh, this, that, oh, how cool. What? There's a microphone called a TLM-103? What? Let's try it. Like, that's gone. Like, all that's gone. And now
you
I
think
find,
it's gone. I'm still seeing it.
People are coming up into yeah. it. So I always say, create your own group. Doesn't mean yes. you're not going to be mm-hmm. invited into whatever we do together event-wise mm. or just make your own. It's not that hard to just put something together and make something happen every week and then reach out and invite people. Like, there's a lot of groups out there. And just make a new one because it has this cool thing when they start. It just is unexplainable, and I can't get it back. I've tried. But it had that thing when it started, and it's not there anymore. Every now and then it is. You know, it's like maybe Christmas time now. Yeah. It's like that's when it feels like most community.
It grew.
Out of hand.
And it takes on a life of its own, and it yeah. takes on a personality of its own, and it takes on, you know, I think it changes. It changes, the needs of the group changes.
Yeah.
And so that kind of, it does, it ebbs, it flows. And, you know, I think part of it is seeing what needs to be handled at any given moment and what's important to the community at that, you know, that time, which, you know, isn't always drinking wine and partying, you know,
it's not
which
always.
Most of the time,
seems like it is.
Every other Thursday it is, you know, but yeah, I mean, it becomes, I think part of that too is like the level of the people has increased throughout the group. So you yeah. get people who are less hobbyists or less getting into this, and they're on the professional level, and they're here because they want to get more information about working.
Yeah. Right.
And sometimes they're not always interested in coming to the parties, except when we give away Christmas prizes.
Yeah.
And then
the Christmas parties with this group. The first one I went to, and I think it was the first one you guys did.
At Bo Stevenson's house?
No, it was the year after that.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
But I walked in there, and I'm like, Jesus, I was having these deja vu flashbacks of fraternity house parties because there was just so many people and everybody's got a beer. And I'm like, you know, being an older guy, I don't see that very much anymore.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's go to a dinner party. And I'm like,
we don't see that very much either.
I mean, did it make you feel young or did it make
did.
You feel old?
I took 20 years off of me. It was great.
Nice.
Yeah, but you meet so many people at those types of gatherings, and they're people you make friends with. And, you know, when you see them in another social situation or you run into them, you know, in a studio somewhere where you're auditioning for something that they're auditioning for. And I'm like, oh, great, they're here.
Yeah. Or
so
they happen to be
one.
They're the casting director, or they're the, you know, they're the booth director, or they're, you know, you walk in, you're like, oh, hey, how's it going? I just saw you last week. How's that?
Absolutely.
You never know who's going to be who and who's going to be where. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, we're talking just generally here in Los Angeles, but the Voiceover Collective is nationwide because you're on Facebook. So you've got members from all over the place.
All over the place, yeah. We've got members everywhere, and then I built the website that connects them even more in a way. So we have, and he's even got the Gardner Street. What is it?
We have a group in Philadelphia
that
runs in Philadelphia.
Cool.
Gardner Street Philly.
Yeah.
What's the name of the studio owner there?
Jamie Muffett.
Jamie Muffett.
Okay, Jamie Muffett runs that. Yeah, Jamie's awesome. So he does. He put together like Voice Actors of Philadelphia, and I reached out to him like to offer up just. Say, hey, I see what you're doing and offer some help. Like, I ran through, we spent an hour on the phone. I'm like, here's all the things that I learned in the first 2 years of how to do this. And I laid out all the, the things that I learned and what I found that worked and what didn't, and gave him some advice. And we try and help, help them run something that is going to be, that at least kind of help with some of the pitfalls that I ran into, which is going to be, nobody's going to show up for the first 6 months. And then the first year is going to be slow, but you keep doing it and you keep doing it, and people hear about it and they find that something is there and they start to show up. And now we're trying to integrate them into the LA group. We're going to start bringing them in and have them, the first part of our groups is like a chat for the first half hour or so. We're going to start inviting the Philly group to join us for that, and hopefully, kind of bring them and make them feel a part of the group no matter where they are.
Right. Well, that's the great thing about the technology, the fact that we can do this show, even though we've been doing it for 8 years, that we're really a global village now, and that you can bring people in virtually like that, and it's almost like having them in the room, and so there's a lot of value in doing that, and I think it's great that, there's a lot of communities that, local communities that have started their own meetup groups, and I've always envisioned making them all chapters of one big organization. Right. sort of like Hadassah.
Just like that.
Yeah, just to raise money for, the central organization. But what is it about voiceover, though? There's a lot of other professions where, there are professional associations. I mean, we have our own industry association, and we won't talk about the other stuff here. But what is it about voiceover specifically that... people really enjoy getting together, because actors don't like doing that. I mean, when you get together with actors, it's all like, oh, it's you. And
you know what I think I've been noticing more and more about that is when you come to a meetup, get together, whine about VO night or whatever, almost no one is talking about voiceover. Almost they're talking about themselves,
their dogs,
the other
their
stuff
kids.
They do, because we have time to do more than just. But if you go to an act, like an on-camera act, not all of them, I'm sure some people will be like, not mine. But if you go to an on-camera place for networking, it's everyone's out to, like, if you're not important enough, you kind of get shunned onto the next thing. And, it's all about each person individually, in a selfish way. But it just doesn't, I don't know if I'm explaining it right, but it just, we're just hanging out. And I think, and we're having a good time. And no one's trying to get another job, really, from anybody. And because there's so much work out there, and it's all individual based on how we sound and what we can do, that it's not as cutthroat. That I think people just jive with that more.
Yeah, I've been trying to figure that out myself, and I don't know why. I mean, I think part of it is that it's a very isolated business, in and of itself, and just the fact that you get to get out of your booth and go and just hang out people. When you're did music and I came through education, and you see all the same people at the same rehearsals and the same auditions. You're like, I don't want to hang out with you. I've been just did like 5 hours of rehearsals with you, and I saw you at that rehearsal and that rehearsal. And in this, you're like, you do all your work, you get done, you get to leave, you get to go and see people, which is, I think, is just the very basic of it. Is like, you get out of your booth,
And then I was thinking, you probably don't really want to be like, so I was talking today about mitochondria and how, we're not going to explain our daily work because it's boring mostly.
But that's half the fun.
But it is.
I had one last week on nematodes. I thought, boy, this is something I never thought I would talk about. But that, you're right. That's the fun part.
I was doing this great script about rectal polyps. And said no one ever.
Yep. Said no one.
But sometimes that's the fun part, though. Just to say, look at what weird crap did you do this week.
Yep.
If you're just joining us, our guests are Tim Friedlander and Jay Preston. We're talking about the VoiceOver Collective. If you've got a question for Jay and Tim about the VoiceOver Collective, and I know you're all out there, so ask your questions, as silly as they may be. Put them in the chat room, because Mike Merlino, Sue's son, is out there taking down all the notes and making sure that we get those questions to tell and ask to these two, who are great guys and we have a great time when we hang out with them, too. The funny thing about the parties is, though, I go in there, and I never get to talk to everybody I want to. One, because you can't move. And two, everybody's grabbing me. Dad, I got to ask you about this. I got to ask you about that. And I got to talk to this person. No, and then you get dragged over somewhere else.
Yeah.
Fun parties. You know, and it's a great group of people. And I think it's just great, like you said, just to have some adult conversation.
Or some conversation. Any conversation.
And you can make some really, really solid. Like some of my best friends are, I came out of the group, you know, and it's just people who have your back. And if, you know, if I need to turn to anybody, I'm mostly going to turn to, if I don't turn to my family first, or, you know, my fiance, I'm going to turn to the group, and I'm mostly just turning to Tim a lot. Tim, I think everyone does that, but you know, you should talk on, cause I could too, but how everyone turns to you to solve their problems, which is a thing. It's, you know, groups are fun, but I think, you know, it's not just, there's so much in there, you know. And don't people just turn to you all the time?
I get a lot of questions. You know, I guess, I mean, all my friends are in voice. My friends are only voiceover now. I actually ditched everybody. I did in 2014, 2015, about the time I started pursuing voiceover, I got rid of everybody else in my life. Wow, and it was people, and I was thinking about on the ride right over here, because I was doing a lot of stuff that I wanted to do. I was playing playing music I wanted to play. I was doing orchestra music. I was doing session work. I was playing guitar. I was playing clarinet. I was doing, master's degree, but my doctorate's never going to happen. but I hated it all because I didn't like who I was doing it with. Mm-hmm. So the stuff could have been fun, but I didn't like the people I was playing with. I didn't like people I was working with. Not wholesale everybody, but for the most part, the people that I was really close with and really working with, I just didn't like them. And there was nothing invested. I wasn't invested in them personally. They weren't invested in me personally. And it just wasn't fun. It wasn't enjoyable. And I got rid of everybody. I like maybe two or three people that I was friends with in 2014 I'm friends with now. And everybody I'm friends with is in voiceover. And that goes down. It's Jay. That's Carson Beck, who's sitting over here. We got introduced in February, and by June of that year, he was running my studio. And we were just like he came over one day, and I'm like, "Oh, what's happening?" He's like, "Hey, I'm Carson." I'm like, "Cool. You're from Washington? Cool. Okay, here, take over." And it just kind of, everybody is just like, I think
he wanted to take over.
I think he wanted to take over. Yeah, that's a possibility.
It's a gorgeous studio. What can we say?
He might have a baby face, but he is
cutthroat.
He is
the baby face assassin. Yeah.
I think part of it is that I'm in the middle of so much stuff that at least if I don't have an answer, I at least know where to send people. I mean, I send people to Carson. I send people to George. I send people to Dan. I send people to you because I know who can answer these questions and who's going to be a reliable person to ask. And I think that really is more than anything. You know, I remember what people do, and I remember who is good at what things. And if I don't know the answer, I can find somebody who can. And I think that is, you know, just kind of coming out of education, coming out of teaching. It's like, you know, well, you know, it's a good question. I don't know the answer, but let me go find out. You come back tomorrow and you know everything about it. And so that, I think, really, really is a big part of that.
Yeah. Just being able to trust everybody is a big thing. Yeah. I can trust everyone.
Yeah.
You know, and that's who we try to.
Yeah.
You try to populate everyone around just so you don't have to be on edge and be worried. Right. You just want to just relax and have a good time, especially after sitting or standing and talking all day long. The last thing I want to do when I go hang out is like stress and talk about stress and drama.
Right.
Like, I just want to have fun when I'm done with the day and just say things I want to say.
Right.
Once again, our guests are Jay Preston and Tim Friedlander. We're talking about the VoiceOver Collective. Again, if you got a question, throw it in the chat room because we'll ask them those questions in our next segment. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after these incredibly important messages.
Yep, this is VOBS. Proven anybody can have a show these days.
Well, hello there. I bet you weren't expecting to hear some big-voiced announcer guy on your new orientation training for Snapchat, were you?
This is Virgin Radio.
Well, okay, we're not that innocent.
There's jeans for wearing and there's jeans for working.
dickies, because I ain't here to look pretty.
She's a champion of progressive values, a leader for California, and a voice for America.
It's smart. It's a phone. It's a smartphone. But it's so much more. It's a, the files are ready, don't forget to pick up the eggs. What time is hockey practice? Check out this song.
It's the end of the road for Rick.
It's just you and me, Rick.
When hope is lost.
The i8 from BMW. Who said saving the planet couldn't be stylish?
Hey, it's J. Michael Collins. Bet you think I'm going to try and sell you a demo now, huh? I think they speak for themselves. But I will give you my email. It's jmichael@jmcvoiceover.com. Now, if Dan will stop waxing his mustache for a minute, we'll get back to the show.
What question do we get most often? Well, far and away, it's, how do I even get started in voiceover? And we have a great answer to that question. Take VO2GoGo's free Getting Started in VO class. You heard right, it's free, and it's available online 24/7 at gettingstartedinvo.com. That's gettingstartedinvo.com. If you've been watching VOBS and thinking that you need to get in gear and start your own voiceover career, this is the class you should start with. You'll learn about the vocal skills you need, the storytelling skills you need, the equipment you need, and the business skills you need, all in one single comprehensive online class taught by VO2GoGo's David H. Lawrence XVII. This class won the Backstage Reader's Choice Award 4 years in a row. And again, there's no charge. It's absolutely free. Want to take it? Sure you do. Go to gettingstartedinvo.com. That's gettingstartedinvo.com. As a voice talent, you have to have a website. But what a hassle getting someone to do it for you. And when they finally do, they break or don't look right on mobile devices. They're not built for marketing and SEO. They're expensive. You have limited or no control. And it takes forever to get one built and go live. So what's the best way to get you online in no time? Go to voiceactorwebsites.com. Like our name implies, voiceactorwebsites.com just does websites for voice actors. We believe in creating fast, mobile-friendly, responsive, highly functional designs that are easy to read and easy to use. You have full control. No need to hire someone every time you want to make a change. And our upfront pricing means you know exactly what your costs are ahead of time. You can get your voiceover website going for as little as $700. So if you want your voice actor website without the hassle of complexity and dealing with too many options, go to voiceactorwebsites.com, where your VO website shouldn't be a pain in the you-know-what.
VOBS is still on?
And we're back with Jay and Tim talking about the VoiceOver Collective. We got a few questions that we'll get to in a couple minutes here. Again, if you've got a question, throw it in the chat room.
Throw it.
And we'll throw it at them and see if it sticks.
He'll catch it.
It causes bodily harm.
That's right. You know, we can have a little game of catch here with it. We'll see what happens. Now, you started the weekly workouts, and that's sort of evolved a little bit. Because I remember going to those when I first arrived here in L.A., and that was a lot of fun. And, you know, met people, and it was great. Yeah. What was the impetus to start that, and how is it going right now?
He's always been doing workout groups.
Yeah, I've been doing. I started that in 2014, basically because I was failing at this. I was failing at voice. That's all I would say. I was failing at it, and I actually went to Voice 2014 and met a bunch of people who were in the same boat that I was. And I was, I mean, I've talked about this before. That was the day that I quit voiceover. It was the day that I met everybody in Anaheim and decided to keep doing voiceover. But I had a space. I had a studio that I had been using for music. I've been doing, you know, session work. Those of you who've been there, it was plywood floors and plywood walls. And I was like, well, hey, I have a booth and I have a microphone. Why don't I invite some people over? We can all get on a microphone and see what it's like to actually be on a microphone. For those who had never actually been in a studio, and started inviting people out. And for the first 6 months, I had nobody. And eventually the word got around that it was there. I saw somebody post about it on Facebook, hey, looking for a workout group. I said, hey, come on over and join this group. And that was the Gardner Street workout group, which now runs G Street, which is Thursday and Sunday, And then Jay and I emerged to form the Gardner Collective workout group, which is the Wednesday one. And then out of that, we then started the VoiceOver Weekly workout, which is the online one.
Yeah,
right.
And they're all yeah. you know,
the
intertwined.
The one that we formed together, and the reason I thought it was a good idea was because I had, like I said, I did 2 years of just study when I went to an agency and I did the audition and they said basically you're a horrible at voiceover, but you're a really good actor. But I would take some classes and I just started taking classes and I was like, I wanted to get better. No, but it came from like a really solid place and it came from a truthful and I really wanted like lit the fire again. So I just did classes and I spent all of the money that I had on classes because they're so expensive, especially some really good ones that you want to take and you don't want to miss the opportunity and you don't want to miss the learning from this icon or this amazing director. And so you just spend it. And then when we started to talk about it, I was like, well, I would love to bring something to the community that maxed at 50, because I almost always was able to just do a $50 workshop, you know, but the 150, the 375, the 680 for 6 weeks, like I can't always do that, and I don't want to
really selective. After.
Yeah, you got to had to be really selective. So we wanted to just do it, and the way we did it was because it's private groups, so it wasn't like everyone in the world knew how much it was going to be, and we weren't advertising for. It was really just. So this director could, I mean, they weren't making what they usually would make on our workshop, but they knew that they were going to get solid people to come in and really teach them something and they really want to learn because we have a wait list on our things. And we thought it was a great idea, and it was a great idea, and people it really took off. And then out of the VoiceOver Weekly workout, the coolest thing about that, and it's unlike anything that's out there, is that you can listen to 100 people's auditions from their home, their best one take, you can listen to them. Then you can read all the feedback they got individually. Mm. So if you did one and you didn't get the feedback you wanted, you could go look for the feedback you wanted, hear what that sounded like, and you can start to, I mean, you can really spend more time learning after the workshop's over.
Yeah. So everybody's reads are available to everybody.
On the VO Weekly workout.
Yeah.
On that one.
If you participated, you can read everyone's feedback and hear all their stuff, and I think it's really invaluable.
Yeah.
Like, and for $10 a pop, it's like it's like a master class if you sit there and do it the right way and use it to your advantage. Mm-hmm. See if you can copy what that person did and see what was it, what little minimal things did they do that made it stick out to the director's ear.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to participate in these or get involved with the collective, where can they go?
Well, the VO Weekly Workout is online. That's open to anybody. That's voweeklyworkout.com.
Voweeklyworkout.com.
Just don't say it like that.
Yeah. and that's open. We're about a little over 1,100 members on the site. And
that's the .com site.
The .com site, and out of that, we average about 60 to 75 per workout that we do. And we have people all over the world. We got people in, I think last time I looked, we had somebody in Austria. We have a bunch of people in Alaska, a bunch of people in South America who are doing it, or at least who are signed up. And people who don't have access. If you're the only person in your town doing voiceover, you're the only person in your area, you don't have access to the places. I think it's a great opportunity to read, maybe copy that you never would get a chance to see, or for a director or a coach you would never get a chance to work with.
Yeah.
Though most coaches are available online. A lot of coaches do online work now in a way that they didn't do even a couple or three or four years ago. And as far as the Gardner Street workout group is one of those things that we don't talk about it. Apparently we don't, we talk about it now. And we always talk about it, but it's one of those things it's hidden, it's private. If you meet somebody and they tell you about it and you get invited to the group, you're welcome to come in. My studio, I always say, is open to everybody. If you want to come in and join our group and see what's happening and try voiceover and be a part of this group, you need a place to go, my place is up. My door is always open at my studio. And I think it's important it was important for me. I did it more for myself. It's a selfish reason. I did it more for myself, but I didn't. I was just the opposite of Jay. I didn't go to any of the classes. I didn't know. I didn't have anybody I trusted well enough to say, cool, where do I spend my $200 now? Or what class should I go do? What workshop should I do? So I didn't do anything. I did exactly the opposite of Jay. I did nothing. Hence the reason why I was failing at it. I didn't practice. I didn't study. I didn't coach. I didn't explore current trends. I didn't read copy. I didn't do any of the thing that you should be doing.
But and you did go to that one.
But I went to the one and where we met. Yeah.
And look what that did for
me. And there you go. And the rest is history. Yeah. I mean, and so I met, you know, I met Carson at before that. We met, is that where we met?
Yeah.
So it's Carson Beck over here. We met at Gardner Street, came into my studio, and that's where we met. My daughter, yeah, so someone referred him, and that's how we found about it.
And then he said, I'm going to run this place.
Yeah. When I was like, hey, I'm leaving on tour in June, you want to take over? He's like, yeah, sure. Okay. You run the place. So
I didn't burn it to the ground.
He didn't burn it to the ground, and my dog was still there when I got back. So that was all.
That was the real test.
Yeah.
And we all know Cho is the most important part of the
Cho is the most important part. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we got a bunch of questions from our worldwide audience for Voice Over Body Shop. George, what do we got?
We got the first one is from Get Fred's Voice, and this one's probably maybe all of us can chime in on this. It's not specifically about VOC. Mm. He says, I want to dump GoDaddy, but I still want to build my own site. What are some good alternatives? Well, I mean, I'll start with, what did you build your platform? What platform did you guys build your site?
I'm in Wix. I swear by it now. I mean, it's... You know, if it does for me, it does everything that I want to do. And we built the VO Weekly Workout is built off of that. It lets us do, all the let us sell the tickets. Lets us do things directly to that site.
A lot of integrations in it.
A lot of integration. Yeah, that's really the biggest thing. It's got a lot of integration, and it's got a lot of looks good. You know,
I mean, and they're keeping up with that. I mean, they're always whatever's new they get and they make it available to you to just drag and drop.
Yeah, and it's easy. I mean, I started in like HTML, and then went to Dreamweaver, and then went to like WordPress and a bunch of other stuff. And you know, I've been on Wix for a long time, and it's great.
Dan, I mean, WordPress is the 800-pound gorilla these days.
Well, it is.
I mean, is your current site on WordPress?
Everything's on WordPress. Yeah, I'm with Voice Actor Websites and Web Stuff with our good friend Joe Davis, and he maintains it all instead of. Or he at least lets us maintain it, like you guys are. You know, you're able to do with Wix.
Mm-hmm.
Our first, I mean, VOBS was on Wix for a long time,
right?
Because like when we decided to change the name and started, actually, it was before VOBS, right?
Yeah,
I think when we first decided to start the show, that was the web host I found. That was easy that I could understand.
Yeah.
Greg. I mean, he's talking about GoDaddy. GoDaddy is a host. They also have a WYSIWYG editor.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, not the best thing.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I know that it works, but not the greatest.
One good thing you can do with Wix is it's free to just start making the site.
Yeah.
So you can just make it. And if,
just has a little
if it doesn't turn out, you just don't publish it. You don't.
Right.
You know what I mean? You just make it. Just go have fun. You can just try it right now for free. And
I have
make
a dozen
it.
Of those that just didn't work out. They're just sitting
there. Yeah, they're just sitting there.
They're great.
Mine's still running on Squarespace. I think it's 5 or 6, and I think they're up to 8.
Okay.
It's about 7 or 8 years old.
Yeah.
and I keep wanting to go to a new host or a new system, and every time I do it, I'm like, oh, but then I have to.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forget that.
Oh. My son Jacob just started, redid his website all in HTML.
Oh, my.
From the ground up?
Yeah, from the ground up. He had a friend that would do it.
Wow.
Go check out LenStarProductions.com. It's actually a pretty amazing site.
I mean, if you're going to build it from scratch, from the ground, I think my cousin's into web design. I think Bluehost was one he would always talk about as a solid hosting platform.
Bluehost has been
from scratch.
Your site's from scratch. Carson's site.
Nerd. Scratch.com.
Most of you are not going to want to start your site from scratch.
No.
I used Dreamweaver back in the day to build pages from scratch.
Yep.
Man, was that hard.
Yeah.
What's the second question there?
His follow-up is, this is more about the group now. When you started the group, were you the moderator, mentor, coach, or what? So I'll start with Jay.
I was the what. I started it. I was the moderator because I made the group, and then, but I was still learning, and there was learning phases of everything. So I wasn't a coach. I never claimed to be then, and now I don't even claim to be. But I will coach every now and then. I do little audition coaching and stuff like that when I have time, and now Tim's my moderator. I have, I still run it as the what is it called?
The voice,
I don't know. That wasn't on there. Oh, I'm, I still run it as the what.
The what,
and
right, yeah, yes.
He's the moderator.
Whatever that one, yeah.
Brad Venable.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, because it's people I really, really trust, too, and they know exactly the kinds of people I know and like. And they meet them a lot more than I do now, because I used to meet people and bring them in, and that's how I did it. And I might be going back to that very soon. Okay.
Yeah, I hear this word trust. It keeps coming up over and over again.
It's... I don't know. I mean, to answer that question for the gardenistry group, I just have always considered myself to be a facilitator, and I just try and give people opportunities and, you know, at least provide some kind of advice and then let them make their choice on, you know, on where to go from there. I tend to be the moderator because I happen to have the talk back button during the workout groups. But, you know, I try and facilitate everybody participating in that as much as possible.
Coaching. Do you do any coaching? Do you dip your toe in that?
No. I mean, there's enough people to do it. Yeah. And people, I get asked every once in a while. My response is like always, no, I don't want to do that.
That's pretty much my response.
You know, it's because that's a big...
It's a good response.
Yeah, there's enough people. I mean, there's enough people. I think there are people who are better suited to do that correctly than I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes sense. Right. Comment question from Scott Parkin on Facebook.
Scott's guys... watching. Hey, Scott.
What up, Scott?
Scott, what's going on? Hey, all right.
Where's those shot glasses when I need them? he says, when you guys promised a new VO Collective secret handshake.
He said new.
We ain't heard jack.
Yeah.
Tim, who are your top three pirates, he says.
My top three pirates. Wow. Man,
what?
Does Captain Crunch count?
He's more of a Jay.
Yeah, he's a captain.
Yeah, he's a captain. Does yeah. Jay's young. He's a young prospector. Oh. So,
He's
Jay Preston. I'm a young prospector. the new hand. I mean, we're sticking with the old handshake for now because it's so well known.
We'll show him the secret one.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. It's up there. All right.
See, we'll teach you that later.
Yeah, that was totally inappropriate.
Here's one from Paula Fay. Are your workouts in a formal studio or is it more of an informal setting? Because I'm asking because I organize a new VO meetup, or she's
awesome.
Still doing it, and would like to do something similar. So do you need a studio to do this?
No, you don't need a studio. I think it's about getting the people there and getting the feedback and getting heard and getting somebody to people to bounce your reads off of. And that can be in any space. I just happen to have a studio, but you by no means do you have, I mean, you have a big, you know, a big space. You could do something, you know, in this space, you don't need a microphone to do it. It's nice if you wanted to go that next step and provide people who've never been in a studio and show them what the experience is like. You know, you walk in, don't touch the microphone. If you need to adjust the stand, you need to adjust something, run them through the process of what that would be like in that type of setting. But no, I mean, you don't need, need a space. You go to a park, go sit, find a patio at Starbucks and do it. If you're, you know, if you get people who are there and want to do it, you can do it anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's virtual now. A bunch of like GVAA does virtual and then we do virtual with the VO Weekly Workout.
Yeah, I think the secret to all that is just to keep doing it. And if nobody shows up, you do it next week. If nobody shows up that week, you do it the week after that. And you get one person and you get two people. And I think when Denny came in, there were 10 of us in the group. And now we're close to 400 in the Gardner Street. Out of that, we've had a solid crew of about 20 that rotate around that are there regularly. And everybody, you know, people participate. It's an interesting thing because it's one of the few groups that I'm in that interacts more off Facebook than they do on Facebook. And like, I try and get the Facebook page to do. I'm like, you asked that question, post on the Facebook page, and people are like, nah, it's cool. I'll just ask it in person, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah. It's pretty special.
Yeah, and then someone would bring in cookies, and then you'd be eating chocolate.
People bring
cookies,
in cookies, and
then you're like,
I'm
gonna do my reading.
Yeah. chocolate cookies and beer. I think is apparently that's the secret. That's what it is. You don't need. It's gonna be totally informal. It's cookies and beer. That's what you need.
Have one, or you can not have one.
Oh yeah.
You still doing your podcast, Jay? Or did you give that one up, or are you still recording things here and there?
Oh, that little talking thing?
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be a good idea, and then I realized I don't have time to do it. So, but it was fun. I have like three of them.
Oh, good. I'm honored that I'm only one of the three. Yeah. Yeah, but that's acting. You know, you take
that's
a chance.
Thing, and you don't.
Recording against the wall.
I mean, your time is. I don't. He can make time up out of the blue. I don't know how he does it, but I don't know how he has the time to
Coffee
even
Adderall,
be
man,
here today. Because every time I hear anything, what's new? Oh, a diatribe of all the things he's doing, and yet he's still doing 2-3 workshops a week. And and I see him all the time. Because I had a lot of time and I used it into the group, and then I ran out of time, and then I got busier, and then I fell in love, and then so now it's all we're traveling everywhere, and it's I'm like, oh man, that's why I had to have them help me moderate. And so but don't be afraid when you build these groups and stuff of going on your life's journey, you know. I didn't think the group would be along this. I didn't think it would get to where it is. So but now it's a part of my life, so it's not going to go anywhere. I'm always going to make sure we get a monthly meeting together if I can. You know, I'm thinking of new ways to do monthly meetings because you got to change and do some new stuff.
Right.
So we're going to do some fancy get-togethers sometime soon.
Right. So if someone wants to get involved, where do they go?
Haven't told anyone this yet, but you can now go to thevocommunity.com and it links to the VoiceOver Collective website.
Yeah,
it's just an easier thing to... and it was available. So the vocommunity.com, get to the mailing list. Any of those events, I try to do at least a couple times a year an event that anyone can come to. You know, we did one up in Paso Robles at the winery, and that was a lot of fun. There was a good handful of and his band was playing, and it was so much fun. Yeah. But it was like our first actual getaway that people could come to. And
how many people did you have for that?
We had like a dozen, I think.
Well, that's perfect.
Yeah. And the voiceovers, voiceovers.com, he was there.
Yes, right. Matt, right.
Yeah, he was there. Yep. And he had a great time. And I got to talk to him about all the upcoming goodies. So, that's where you can pretty much get involved at the moment because I still want to meet people before they jump on board. Mm-hmm. So, and then to meet us, come out to an event in LA or if we happen to be an event or are talking at something like VO Atlanta or whatever, then... meet us there, and we'll let you know if you're our type of person. We're gonna mark you on the back where you can't read it.
Meeting in person or coming from, you know, somebody that we know and trust, especially at least for the, you know, like the in person workouts, they're at my house, and so it's slightly different to just give somebody here. Yeah, sure, just come on in. Here's how you get in the door and walk upstairs and come on in. You know, we've had a lot of new people coming in, and almost everybody who's come in this year has been referred from somebody or heard about it from somebody, you know, that I know. And they called and said, can I get in? And I said, sure, come on out and join us. And, you know, I do a little bit of, everybody has to join on the Facebook group. So I do a little bit of background and see who they are. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, just kind of see if it's something, you know, are they into voiceover? Are they starting out in voiceover? And just kind of get a feel for where, you know, where they are with that. And then, you know, every week we do Thursday and Sunday, and you get on the invite list and you buy a ticket and you come out.
Before you go, I just wanted to also give you a chance to explain quickly and plug Soundbox.
So
what is that? Because it's sort of a network. It's
So Soundbox LA is the studio where I started all the work I grew, so my main studio at my place, which actually is now branching out. We're going to be launching the Soundbox Group, which actually going to encompass all of the things that we do, because Soundbox Studio Group now has 5 studios in Los Angeles. So we've got Soundbox LA, which is really going to be, should be Soundbox Hollywood. So Soundbox LA, Soundbox Studio City, which is Carson's studio. Mm-hmm. We've got Soundbox Sherman Oaks, which is Jack Daniel's studio. We just opened about a month ago on the west side with Paula Tio, and I can never get her name right. I should find out since she's part of the group. And Paul Mercier. They have their studio for Venice Boulevard in 405, which is great to have somebody on the west side. There's no other studios on the west side.
Okay.
The overflow.
And you're the overflow. Yeah, I sent somebody here last weekend. And then now actually we're down in Redondo Beach also. We have a studio in Redondo Beach. And they're just, you know, they're similar places like this, where people who are
full-time voiceover, and you can go and do an audition. You can go. We all offer the same services. You can go. You need an ISDN session, whatever you need, you can go and do that there. We have actor rates, and we just try and help people out. I mean, it's really that whole thing grew because of the community. Studio kind of became. I grew the studio based on what people needed. Somebody would come in and said, "Well, do you guys do ISDN?" And I was like, "No, but let me explore." Next week, I had ISDN before it became $1,000 a month. Mm-hmm. I want to go to the studio, but I recorded on a 416 last time. Do you have a 416? No, I don't. But give me, you know, a few weeks later, you got a 416. So it built. It was. It's kind of.
It
kind of
based on people's needs.
Evolved, mm-hmm. Yeah, based on right. people's needs.
And good business does.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, it's been wonderful watching this group grow since I arrived, and you know there was a few of us, and now there's a lot of us. Yeah. But it's also been great watching your careers grow in the last couple of years, and it's always a pleasure to see how you know this stuff is. You're not only helping the community, but you've also been succeeding yourselves, and that's great. So, but it's great having you on the show. Thanks for being with
us today. Thank you.
It was a blast. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Awesome. All right. Thank you.
All right, well, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after this. It's time to talk about our good friend Harlan Hogan and his fantastic website, voiceoveressentials.com. And this week, we got something we're going to let you in on a little bit early. Tomorrow, you're going to see an ad in VoiceOver Extra for VoiceOver Essentials where you can get $15 off their pop screen for the VO1A microphone. Fits it perfectly. And the Harlan Hogan Signature Series headphones. Believe it or not. And these are great headphones. They are made for voiceover. They're made of the best materials, memory foam, the Twist-A-Flex headband, which is comfortable, and you can wear it for hours. And it comes with the disconnecting piece on here as opposed to ripping it out and then having to solder it back in, because soldering back headphones, not an easy job. Also, I hear it that the Portabooth Plus may be coming back too. So if you want to take advantage of these great savings, $15 off if you do it before tomorrow, go over to voiceoveressentials.com. Best way to go there, go to the bottom of our homepage here. You'll see the little icon of Harlan. He's just this little tiny guy in front of his Portabooth Pro, and click on that, and that will take you right to voiceoveressentials.com, where you can buy all his stuff, and he guarantees it. If you don't like it, you can send it back, but what's not to like? Thanks, Harlan, for being our sponsor for 8 years.
Your dynamic voiceover career requires extra resources to keep moving ahead. Now there's one place where you can explore everything the voiceover industry has to offer. That place is voiceoverextra.com. Whether you're just exploring a voiceover career or a seasoned veteran ready to reach that next professional level, stay in touch with market trends, coaching, products and services, while avoiding scams and other pitfalls. VoiceOver Extra has hundreds of articles, free resources and training that will save you time and help you succeed. Learn from the most respected talents, coaches, and industry insiders when you join the online sessions, bringing you the most current information on topics like audiobooks, auditioning, casting, home studio setup and equipment, marketing, performance techniques, and much more. It's time to hit your one-stop daily resource for voiceover success. Sign up for a free subscription to newsletters and reports and get 14 bonus reports on how to ace the voiceover audition. It's all here at voiceoverextra.com. That's voiceoverxtra.com.
Well, it's time to mention our wonderful sponsors, Source Elements. Those are the creators of Source Connect, and it's a software package that voice actors who are ready to kind of step up to be doing higher level work specifically, or even more so union work, they're working with agents. You're going to hear this a lot, which is you need to have Source Connect. And if you want to go check it out, head over to source-elements.com and get a free trial. This is what you should do. First, go get your iLok account, iLok.com. That is totally free. Get it set up. Then head over to source-elements.com. Get your account set up over there. Get yourself going with a 15-day free trial. Get it running on your machine. Get familiar with it. Get through the learning curve of how it works, how it's set up, all that. Get it rocking and rolling. Then, now you're ready to go. Next, you can tell your clients, I've got Source Connect, okay? They don't have to know it's on trial right now. It's just there, and you know it works. That job comes through, boom. You pull the trigger, you go back to your account, and at that point, you can buy the license outright, or you can sign up for a subscription base, which a lot of people choose to do. It's much less expensive to get up and running. But go give it a try. It's a really, really great package. And this year, hopefully, we've got a new version on in development for the last, I think, 5 years that when it comes out, it's going to be revolutionary. So stay tuned for that. But anyway, source-elements.com. Thanks for your support of our great show here, Voice Over Body Shop.
This is Bill Ratner, and you're enjoying Voice Over Body Shop with Dan Leonard and George Whittam. VOBS.TV.
Well, we're splitting the show. What's that? We're going to wrap it up because it's time to wrap it up. Next week, our guest, we're not sure who our guest is going to be, but we would love it if you would first take our survey on the website and tell us what you think about the show and what you would like to see, what we could improve upon.
Do you like what we changed this year? We changed things up for the 2019.
Yeah. So clearly somebody likes it because a lot more people seem to be watching now, which is great.
Viewers, views and listens are going up.
So. Way up. Right. Way up. And but if there's a guest you'd like to see on the show, let us know. You know, it might be somebody we can get, might not be, but we'll see. But write to us at the guys at VOBS.TV and give us a suggestion. We'd really like that.
Yeah, and the survey on the website also does have a section on there about suggesting guests, so we're happy to take that suggestion there as well.
Mm. Now, of course, you can donate to our show to keep us going, which we really appreciate. And who are our donors of the week?
We do have some. Some of these, and many of these actually, are subscribers that donate regularly, such as Sarah Borges, CJ Ringwall, Michelle Blanker.
Hey, Michelle.
Didn't she win the Unicorn Award at VO Atlanta?
I believe so.
Congratulations. Dr. Nathan Carlson, cool guy. Antland Productions.
Uncle Roy. Him.
Graham Spicer, Brian Roush, Joseph Harrison, Christy Burns, and Tracy H. Reynolds.
All right.
A lot of familiar names in there.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Well, we're in a nice Studio Bricks booth tonight.
It is.
Virtually, anyway.
This one was a recent addition. This one is Joe Cipriano's
current
home studio setup.
That legendary setup by the actual owners of the company who came in set it up for
them. This one was assembled by the owners of Studio Bricks. That was amazing timing. The fact that his booth was delivered and it was the day before NAMM.
Yeah.
And those guys drove up from Anaheim to help us put it together.
That was great. Now, somebody did send in a picture this week, but we make it very clear. Send it in landscape, not portrait, because this is a 16 by 9 picture.
And another little side note on that as well, don't have yourself right in the center of the photo either. I mean, it's kind of funny. It might be literally weird having you in the background dead center between Dan and I the whole show. Just saying, but I think we got another one from the same contributor. So next week we can fly it in.
Yeah, we will. We will.
Mike, thanks, Mike.
Excellent. So show us your booths. All right. George the Tech. How do you get it?
Voiceover Studio.
We talked about it.
It's a .com. Just .com that thing and you're in there.
You're fine. You're fine. All right. Hey, you want to be in our studio? Write to us at the guys at VOBS.TV. We actually have an audience tonight. Shoot the audience cam there. So.
One of them was a guest. Does he count?
But he's on the couch and that counts as a guest during this show. So that's important. Let's see. Now, we're live alternate Mondays. So we won't be live until for another 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So let us know.
Last Monday of April.
April, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, but, you know, we're doing the show live. We tape it live. So it's totally spontaneous and we don't have to edit it too much. And then we'll do the tech talk next week, but our interview all this week with our guest will be on all this week. Let's see. We need to thank our sponsors, because without them, we wouldn't have a show, like Harlan Hogan's VoiceOver Essentials.
Mm-hmm. VoiceOver Extra.
Source Elements.
Vo2Gogo.
VoiceActorWebsites.com.
J. Michael Collins Demos.
All righty. And, of course, the Dan and Marcy Leonard Foundation for the Betterment of Webcasting.
Live webcasting.
Live webcasting. Yes, thank you. our producer, Catherine Curtin, who's out because of some family issues, yeah. But she does a great job. It was Mike Merlino, Sue's son, on the chat room duty
Thanks,
tonight.
Man.
And, of course, our amazing technical director, who's just got it down to a T, Sue Merlino. At least she likes to think so.
Fix it in person.
Yeah, well, exactly. So thanks to them. Let's see. What else we got to talk about here? We got to say goodnight. And especially Lee Penny for being
here. Oh, yeah. Don't forget
Lee Penny. We never forget Lee Penny.
Oh, Lee.
Well, all right. Hopefully we gave you enough information on our show this week to better your career just a little bit. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate you watching. It's not an easy business, but George and I are here to help you. And we're here every week on VoiceOver Body Shop. So, thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittam.
And this is VoiceOver
Body Shop.
Or VOBS. That was real enthusiastic.
Oh, all right.
We'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us tonight.